far as extra traffic. I think that's one of the notes in the letter there. If they were renting this just under a standard lease 1 year, they could have a family of eight living there, and that could be high traffic. So our position is that the actual traffic on the road is decreased by the request for nightly rental permit. You know, even if Ms. Rusinczyk and her husband lived there, they would be every day coming and going at all times. So I think we're of the position that the traffic on the road is not going to increase as a result of this request.
And it's not rented all the time through the year. There's some months that it's not rented, like the winter time, it's practically nobody stays there, and spring, and it's really slow, like in September. So there is only a certain month of the year that when there is more people coming than the other months, versus if we rent it on a yearly basis, which we've done it before, and we had a lot of traffic, and we had people rented with motorcycles, so they were driving motorcycles on that road, and you just never know what kind of, I mean, you know the tenant you get, but you're not 100% what exactly they're going to do.
Again, they do have those house rules in place. As far as the nuisances and disturbances that are mentioned in the letter, we appreciate their concerns, but you know, what you've been submitted per the letter, those are kind of unsubstantiated allegations at this point. And moving forward, we don't think that they warrant a denial of the permit. The board has procedures in place to revoke a permit if someone's not doing their part or they are causing problems in the community. So we think that's something that would be addressed down the road if need be, and we have no expectations of that becoming an issue. As far as the privacy and peacefulness, I believe it's 650 feet just direct line from the Rusinczyk home to the Penrod home. So there's quite a bit of area between the two properties. And let's make sure I've gone over everything, but we would just respectfully ask that you all, and I'll pass around just the invoices here if anyone's interested in any of this, but we would just respectfully request that you grant the permit. They take pride in the property, taking measures to ensure that it's a benefit to the community and not a burden. And if there are any questions at this point, we'd be more than happy to address them. Sorry, that was very thorough.
That was tough. Any questions?
How long has it been rented as a nightly rental in the past?
I believe it's been off and on for a couple of years.
We are entertainers. We worked for Andy Williams for 10 years before he passed away. Now we work for Osmond Brothers. So we've been in Branson for 20 years. It was originally our residence. We lived at that house, and we traveled quite a bit before. Now we mostly stay in Branson. We perform less than before because we almost retiring soon from entertainment business. But yeah, that's our house, and we rented it for several years on and off. And we had 100% response rate from the website. We have only, I print out some of the reviews from the people, and we do take pride. We even have our original furniture and pieces from around the world we brought, and it's never been broken. So people are always nice, and it's just families coming and staying, and we have a handy people, professional cleaning crew already in place. It's been doing just great. So.
And as soon as Mr. and Ms. Rusinczyk received notice that they needed to have a nightly permit rental, they came to us, and
yeah,
that's why we're here. So
cool.
We absolutely respect and want to make sure that we're following that. So.
Thank you.
Thank you.
First up, we'll do in favor. Are there any individuals in favor? Seeing none, those opposed that want to speak that have signed up.
My name is Anna Morrissey. I'm an attorney in Branson, and I represent Mr. and Mrs. Penrod. I submitted the letter that you all received in opposition to the permit application. Mr. and Mrs. Penrod have lived at the end of this road for many years since.
My husband purchased it in 1979. There was no road there at that time.
And it is a one-lane gravel road. It's on a very steep hill. You can see the parcel that's just below the Rusinczyk property is a steep hill. And in order to try to pass two cars on that road would be extremely dangerous. I had a hard time turning around in my Explorer when I went out there to look at the property. They have been renting that property for the last year or so, and the Penrods have had repeated issues with folks that have rented that property. They have parked along the road, and the Penrods have had to actually go up and get the people to move their car so they can get to their home. They're afraid that if their house was on fire, if there was a medical emergency, medical or fire trucks could not get down that road, and they'd have to go in and find people. And there have also been boats parked out there, motorhomes, vehicles that are just not suited for that road. They're the ones that have been maintaining this road since it was built. Apparently the Ranzants have some evidence that they have done repairs, but for the most part, the Penrods have been the ones that are responsible for repair and upkeep of this road. They've found beer bottles, liquor bottles, all kinds of stuff on the road that they've had to clean up. They've had loud parties. They've had spilled trash all over the road. They've had strangers showing up at their house at all hours of the night. I guess the GPS takes them to the Penrod's house when they put in this address. So they've come up to their door, knocked on the door, wanting to know where their rental property is, which is very disruptive, and it's upsetting to my clients. We don't agree with the decreased traffic argument that they've made. It actually will increase traffic because there'll be transient rentals, just like at a motel. There's transient rentals and there's lots of people coming and going, and we don't know who they are. And even if they had rented this on a monthly basis, even if the Penrods didn't like who was there, they would know who it was. In this instance, somebody that's who knows who could be renting it, and it could present a danger to my clients. So my clients are respectfully requesting that you deny the rental permit for safety issues and for the road, and also for their peace and quiet and enjoyment. Do you have anything to add?
My husband's 100% combat vet. He has served this country in more ways than one. He lost a leg in Vietnam, and he has also been Taney County Commissioner, which helped bring planning and zoning to what it is. All he really wants is peace and quiet at this point. He does have a lot of medical issues. So bringing this kind of traffic to our front door on a one-lane road, I'm sorry, but it's just not. I can't see where planning and zoning would let this happen.
The road were a normal two-lane road with curbing and sewer and all that kind of stuff, or storm drains, it might be a different story. But this road is completely unsuited for this type of rental.
And it is a private road. You guys, do you understand that, right? It is owned by us. We have a deed.
Yeah, you bought it at courthouse steps, if I read that correctly.
Right. Yeah, an accident.
Have you put quite a bit of expense in the upkeep of the road?
We've had the road built. We've had the road graded. Ditches pulled, crowned. Yes, that has all been us. We have had the entire road, limestone, truckloads of limestone brought in numerous times. All the evidence I have seen that they have ever done is maybe put a couple wheelbarrows of limestone on the road.
Well, they've got invoices here that they paid that goes to Skyline Road, goes to their address for $368.70 worth of limestone.
Well, I think the last time we actually had the road done, I would have to go back and find my invoices, but I would say we spent at least $10,000. Okay.
Yeah, if you built the road, absolutely.
The other properties that are on that back side of the property, all of them are on a regular paved two-lane road. And they're not impacted at all by this rental. I mean, unless there's some extremely loud party, it would be behind them, you know. But as far as traffic up and down the road, those houses are, you know, not very relevant for comparison in this case, in my opinion.
She said that they had rented the house before, longer term. You've noticed it being quite a bit more traffic during the nightly rental than it was during the longer term leases that they had with people. I mean, do you believe
for
that?
The last year or so, it's been nothing but traffic. Boats, trash.
I understand.
Okay. Do any of you live near one of these overnight rentals? I'm just curious, because the traffic it creates and the people, even if they're down there at that house, they come walking up to our house. We value our privacy. That's all I'm asking.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else opposed?
We'd just like to be briefly concluded. As far as you can see, most of the concerns come from the road that the Penrods are presenting. In passing two cars on the road, that's going to be the fact of the matter. There is a house there. There's going to be two-way traffic on that road.
This is the picture that we lived in this house for many years before we rented it, and we always pass each other. We do like our neighbors. We never had any issues, but I just wanted to say that I don't remember once that they fixed the road. We have all the receipts. There's a gravel road, and from time to time you have to fill the holes, but the gravel road always stays the same. So our maintenance man is always, 3 times a year, he does all these repairs to our road, from the beginning of Skyline up to our house. And I'm sure you guys do the rest of the road to their house. They also have fence, so there nobody can come into their house and knock on the door because it's just closed down. So we never had issues on
with passing each other. As far as the what they put into the road, they own the road. They purchased that out of the courthouse, so the fact that they may be obtaining or bearing more of the burden and the expense, I think that's explained now. You guys were referencing the recorded deed. That came after the written easement of the maintenance staff. So when they purchased that on the courthouse steps, they, pursuant to Missouri statute, which I believe there may be a copy in your packet, they buy that subject to everything that's recorded. So I also want to just briefly point out up here, we're discussing some safety concerns. Even if this were washed out, completely gone, no road there, there's access for emergency vehicles.
No, Black Oak does not go all the way down.
Excuse me, ma'am, I'm out of order.
Okay, and I just respectfully, in an emergency situation, there is another access point to the property. We have no intentions of the road being blocked again. Parking will be taken very seriously if the permit is granted, because obviously this is a concern for them. So, and as far as the directions, we'll absolutely clarify, make sure that that's crystal clear in any sort of rental policy or anything. They have put up signs saying don't enter.
Do you allow people with boats to come in there and park their boat on the side of the road?
No, we never had anybody. We do charge deposit from people, so people always think about if their deposit will be refunded. And this is the house rules that clearly tells them in the house what they can and they cannot do before they leave and while they're staying there. So I do hold their deposit until they leave. If they breach any of these house rules, I can take their deposit. So we never had issues. Even in the years that we rented the house before, Mr. and Mrs. Pinneroy, they know our phone number. They never called us of any issues until just recently now. And it's because we had the incident that their son were driving the 80 truck on the road. And that's how we asked them not to drive so fast, because it is a private road. But we do have easement and right to use our road. So.
And just with, moving forward, they can make complaints to the property manager, and if that's not sufficient, I think it's three instances where you can't get a result with the property manager and the permit is revoked. So we're asking you to look forward, give them a chance. Property ownership is one of the greatest things that we all have a right to, and we would just ask that you think on the side of free exercise to use the property and grant the permit.
We just never had any issues before with neighbors calling or complaining at all. And the duplex that is almost next door to us, we have two neighbors that also signed the letters of not opposing for us renting that house. So just asking to give us a permit so we can continue to do what we've done, and because we are very responsible people and we've been in Branson for 20 years.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
No, ma'am.